Governor Jerry Brown was joined by U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, along with leadership from CAL FIRE and the Federal Emergency Management Agency in Chico today, vowing to extinguish an inferno that sent 52,000 running for their lives and to rebuild Paradise, a tidy historic community laid waste by the campfire. Authorities are thus far declining to say they've turned a corner, but that could come soon. Despite lower temperatures and a chance of rain in the long-term forecast, CAL FIRE Director Ken Pimlott said conditions remain volatile.
Vegetation is critically dry. We will still have conditions that will produce new and potentially damaging fires. And so we're not keeping our eye off this ball at all. I know there's some rain in the forecast. I think we will worry about that when it comes. Right now we are focused on maintaining the pace and the battle rhythm of this firefight across the state.
Clearly moved by the enormity, Governor Brown said he was nearly at a loss for words.
It looks like a war zone. It is. It's the devastation that only fires of this kind could bring about. Nobody's really expecting it, but it happens.
Following some politically motivated sniping by President Donald Trump on social media, blaming California's political leaders, mainly Democrats, of orchestrating the destruction, it appears that the dispute has been resolved, at least to some degree.
President Trump did call me just a few minutes ago, and he's pledged the full resources of the federal government. And I can tell you, California stands in the same position. We do have the funds, and we will help out in every way we can.
Fire victims are being urged to call their insurers and also to register with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA Administrator Brock Long said officials are working to transition people out of evacuation shelters and into some form of transitional housing, whether that's area rentals, residences further afield, or in FEMA-provided trailers. Long said people need to be patient. Infrastructure on the ridge is in shambles.
If you don't have the infrastructure and you move people back in, there's nothing to support them. That's not a good move either.
He said reconstruction after such a disaster is far from simple.
You can't just remove the debris because we're still looking for missing persons. And it takes time to be able to go through, sift through the debris at the local level to make sure that we respect those that may, the remains that may be in place in some of these homes. You can't just go in and do the debris removal and ultimately move people back in.
Officials said they're also developing plans to resume public education in the county. Classes have been on hold since the fire, and developing plans for temporary schools at new locations. For Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, the trip inspired deja vu.
This is my fourth trip to California. Unfortunately, every trip this year has been forest fires. And each trip, I say this is the worst fire I've seen. And now we're here today, and this is the worst fire I have seen.
Zinke has repeatedly called for better and more active forest management as a way to curtail fire. But salvage logging and other small-scale thinning projects to remove dangerous ladder fuels aren't necessarily lucrative operations for logging companies. The removed trees are smaller, more difficult to remove, and may have little commercial value. Asked to elaborate about best practices, Zinke responded,
"How did we get here? Wasn't a year ago, wasn't 2 years ago. This has been decades. Let's give the example here. You had a fire in 2008, still a lot of underbrush, and you're right. When you have a fire and you don't get salvage operations within the first year, then the timber is a diminishing asset. Then you're actually paying people to remove it rather than having some value."
Meanwhile, some health problems have begun surfacing among evacuees. Butte County officials confirmed a norovirus outbreak at the neighborhood church, which is housing fire refugees in Chico. Lisa Almaguer is a spokeswoman for the County Department of Public Health.
Norovirus outbreaks are common, especially in shelter situations where you have several hundred living very closely together. Individuals who have displayed not only symptoms of the illness, but are physically sick have been separated from people who are well. They are in a separate part of the shelter. They have their own restroom facilities, and they are being cared for by health nurses.
Norovirus causes extreme gastrointestinal distress, causing violent vomiting and diarrhea. Almaguer said public health officials are not empowered to enforce a quarantine at the facility. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.